Talk Live.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. Whatever way is most convenient for you. Again, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about porn star Belle Knox. She has been outed by some college tool bag in the fraternity system who had originally promised he wasn't going to out her, and then he went ahead and did so anyway, and since then she's received threats, some pretty scary stuff being sent to her online from usually anonymous people, some claiming to be in her school, and that's got to be a pretty disturbing experience to be going through. And I want to continue her letter here, or her blog post that she made over at exojane.com in a moment. But Johnny Ray, you said a moment ago, and I want to make sure we're pretty clear on what it is that you are saying. You said that you could empathize with the people threatening this lady, or some of the threats. You should slit your wrists and die, you stupid bitch. Can you empathize with that one, Johnny Ray?
I wouldn't write that, no.
No. What are you trying to say when you say that you can empathize with the people who are writing these things? I mean, because I find it absolutely horrifying and despicable.
Yes, yes, you do.
I do not?
I think it's despicable, too, to threaten someone with death when they haven't harmed you in any way.
Where does the empathy come in, then? Can you be more clear about that for me?
I'm not sure that I can. I was trying to think about it in the time that I had to kind of organize my thoughts a little bit. And what I said before was I thought it was related to the feelings of jealousy that I would get when I would see a black man and a white woman when I was younger. Because...
Were you raised in, like, a racist family? Because I've never gotten a racist overtone from you at all in any of the conversations we've had.
No, I wasn't. My dad used to drive us into the projects to pick up other guys for the youth soccer that we played. And that was, I think that was an experience that I had on a regular basis that was unique amongst most of the white people in my town. Was I raised in a racist family? No. I am from North Carolina. I don't think North Carolina is especially racist. I could be wrong about that. I've always felt like Yankees are a little more racist than Southerners because there's more black people in the South, so they get along better. But having said that, it was just, yes, I did feel apart from the black community because the black community and the white community in Asheville were separated for the most part, and I think mm-hmm. that's how it is across most of the country. It's changing for the better.
But how does your I guess, innate uncomfortability with people that are interracially related or having a relationship in a relation interracially, how is your and you're saying this was in the past, so that's not happening with you today?
Right. Yes.
How does that tie in with the idea that you can relate to the people who are upset at porn star Belle Knox? They feel like they own her because she's in their porn collection. I don't understand what you're getting at there.
Well, let me approach it from a different angle. Have you heard that there's a joke? What's the difference between a slut and a bitch?
Oh, I don't know. What is?
A slut will sleep with everybody, and a bitch will sleep with everybody but you.
Okay.
So porn stars sleep with have a lot of different partners.
Mm-hmm. I get paid for it.
Yep. And so I think it's sort of something like that. It's jealousy that maybe this student that knew her, that ended up outing her, mm-hmm. He probably would have liked to sleep with her.
She's a very beautiful young lady.
Yes, she is. I imagine that maybe he tried to make a deal with her that she didn't go for, and that's ultimately when he decided to out her.
Like blackmail? You think he might have tried to blackmail her?
Yeah, something like that, or maybe it was more innocent than that. Maybe he just tried to, because he thought that she was easy, so he tried to put his moves
on her.
Right,
because she's important. She must be easy.
Yeah,
right?
And she turned him down, and then that made him angry.
So you're saying you can relate to where they're coming from, meaning that at some level you feel that anger, you feel that frustration, that you'll never have a chance with a girl like this? Is that kind of what you?
That's it. I think you put her on the head right there. I think it comes from low self-esteem.
Yeah, because that's not necessarily true, right? Like the boyfriends of porn stars or girlfriends of porn stars aren't always porn stars, right? I mean, they could be people who have nothing to do whatsoever with the porn industry, and they met this individual as the person. So, like she was talking about, she's got kind of her two roles that she inhabits. She, you know, on one role is the student, and then on the other role is the porn star. There certainly are people who had met her through her regular life, the non-porn life, that, you know, have known her for other reasons and didn't even know up until now that she was involved in pornography. So it's not like it wouldn't be possible for the average person to meet this young lady. But yeah, you're right. Self-esteem, I think, would definitely be a big factor there. People that, you know, they don't believe that that would be possible, and so they lash out at anybody who does have a connection with her.
Right. I agree.
So let's continue with her story here. This is what she has to say on xojane.com. This is porn star Belle Knox. She's been outed recently by some tool bag, and I forget what his name is, so I can pull it up here again. But anyway, the tool bag in Duke University who outed her to the Greek system, which is the fraternity system, and she's since gotten a number of threats. She says that these are the realities that women, especially sex workers, face every day. We're scorned by the very same people that encourage us to be sexual. Come on, baby. You know you want to. You're so hot. And in my case, the hypocritical society that watches me behind a computer screen. I may never have a normal life again, but if I've exposed the insanity and the unfair standards that all women and especially my sisters in the sex industry face, if I've challenged the way that people view female sexuality, then this journey has been worth it. Society tries to tell women that our worth is contingent upon the secrecy of our sexuality. But I will not be silenced. Because for anyone who is telling me to shut up, please dissuade yourself right now of the delusion that you control or own me. It's not your right or your place to tell me to be silent. I'm not your child or your property or your Madonna or your whore. I stand for every woman who's ever been tormented for being sexual. For every woman, because, you know, it's supposed to be normal for men to be sexual, but women aren't supposed to show that in kind of this puritanical society, or what this society that has a fair amount of remnants of a puritanical society. And it's huge hypocrisy, because it's always been my experience that women are very, very sexual beings. And what's wrong with them expressing that and talking about that and even showing it?
I think the evolutionists, again, thinking out loud here, I think the evolutionists, and by evolutionists, I mean somebody who discusses human behavior from in terms of its evolutionary advantages, they would tell us that men have a biological imperative for their woman to be chaste, or to be monogamous, because they're trying to pass on their genes to another generation. And if another man impregnates your woman, then she's out of commission for, you know, 9 months plus, and that decreases your ability to procreate and create children of your own. Whereas women can pass on their genes by...
That sounds like a convenient theory thought up by men, Johnny Ray.
Well, I that's all I've got to say about that, I guess.
Let me go on. She says, ostracized, called a slut for exercising her sexual autonomy, and for every woman who's been the victim of the double standard. You want to see me naked, and then you want to judge me for letting you see me naked. Society may feel like they're in control of my identity, but I refuse to let the dark corners of the internet determine my future. Spend a minute Googling and you'll find these awful cesspools of hate and judgment and threats. These anonymous chat boards are determined to tell me what name I need to use, where I belong, and what I deserve. Death, rape, humiliation. The truth of the matter is this. I'm one identity when I'm a student, I'm another when I do porn, and no one controls either but me. We'll come back with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We're talking about Bell Knox. She is, probably one of the more popular porn stars in the moment. I mean, on the positive side, she's gotten a whole lot of press coverage in the last couple of weeks, more so within the last several days after her, she has been revealed by this tool bag college student who was going to school with her at Duke University. He promised initially he wasn't going to reveal her identity. He did end up doing that. And now he has actually been challenged by a porn producer to come out to L.A. and make pornography for $10,000, and he would get an extra $1,000 for every inch above 4. which is pretty amusing. I highly doubt he's going to take him up on the offer. But Belle, we read her blog post that she made on xojane.com, where she basically calls out the hypocrisy of these people. A lot of these kind of tool bag college frat boys who are threatening her and being very, very awful. And she calls out their hypocrisy because, you know, on one hand, they're being mean to this young lady. On the other hand, they're probably porn consumers.
Probably.
So it's very, very highly hypocritical. And we've pretty much shared her whole story. She wraps up her essay by saying that today I'm choosing to reveal my porn identity to the world. My name is Belle Knox, and I wear my scarlet letter with pride. She's not going to be silenced, and she's proud of what she does. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what she does. Do you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with what she does, but I'm willing to leave open that I am wrong about that, and there really is something wrong with porn.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so on one hand, you don't think there's anything wrong with what she does. On the other hand, you think there's something wrong with porn. Isn't that a contradiction?
That would be a contradiction, but I just said that it's not something that I think about a whole lot, and it's not something that from the woman's side, I don't know anything about it. And I'm saying that there could be something wrong with porn, but I couldn't tell you right now what it might be.
Well, I'm sure that, I mean, in any industry, you're going to have a range of experiences, right? I mean, you're going to have the experience of kind of the cracked out porn star who will do anything for money that they need to get, you know, fixed with their drug habit, all mm-hmm. the way on up to people who are respectable and, you know, they won't take certain roles and they're choosy about the kind of work that they do. So I imagine there's a whole gamut of experiences in that range, right? So we don't know what her experience has been, but she seems relatively well adjusted. She seems healthy. She seems proud of what she's doing. She's certainly not hiding it now. And the only reason why she would have hid it in the first place is because of people who have been threatening her, that she knows that if people know who she is and know what her career is, that she could encounter some really creepy and or scary guys.
Yeah. Another way of putting what I was trying to say is there are men and women who are more or less sexual than other people. There are mm-hmm. there are women who love sex in every, you know, just about every way. They like sex with themselves. They like sex with other men. They like sex with other women.
Sure.
They just really enjoy it more than their peers. And so I don't think
her Twitter describes her as a nymphomaniac.
There you go, a nymphomaniac. And I don't see anything wrong with somebody taking their passion and running with it, earning a living off of it, sharing their joy with others.
One of the comments on, I don't know which article it was, but pointed out that she's probably going to be doing better after her years in Duke than any of her cohorts in school, because she's been making a decent amount of money while she's in college.
Yep. But while I say that it should be fine for somebody to go and pursue their passion, I feel like in the back of my mind, I feel like I might be doing a disservice to women because pornography is shameful and it's a dead end and you should stay away from it.
Do you really believe that?
I don't necessarily, but I don't know.
There are people who believe that. In fact, I've got an article here from theweek.com by another woman, Elizabeth Stoker, who says that porn still oppresses women. So we'll share this lady's opinion here in a moment. Would like to have you share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dave is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
I want you to say the words, I'm sorry.
Dave, you already called in about this, and you can't keep calling about the same topic every single night.
Say the words, I'm sorry.
No. Well, I'll just recap briefly for our listeners what you're calling about, because I've actually gotten more information, and it's funny that you called during this porn topic, Dave, because from what I understand, you're a pretty big porn fan. Is that true?
I want you to say the words, I'm sorry.
So Dave is upset because he's called the show after hours. After the show is over, he will call some of the phone lines and attempt to talk to certain hosts of the program after hours. Sometimes we'll answer, sometimes we won't. And he was upset because the other night we had a little bit of fun and played some character voices on kind of the phone lines with him. And that was posted by Dave on his own YouTube channel. So, Dave, you still haven't thanked us yet for giving you great content for your YouTube channel that hundreds of people have watched at this point. So since you're not willing to show a little appreciation, I don't see why I should be sorry, Dave.
You guys didn't even give me there's no content, whatever. All I want is a formal apology because you and Daryl were rude to me the other night.
How about you apologize for calling the show after hours incessantly, Dave? How about you apologize for that, and then maybe I'll apologize.
How about you apologize? How about you say the words, I'm sorry?
Dave, there's something that I'd like to point out. One of our listeners said that apparently the reason you had called about the websites you called about, Dave called Saturday night about a couple of sites where they're not really porn sites, but they're kind of like what they're doing is they're taking pictures of celebrities and they're taking like the heads from the celebrity and transposing them onto pornography photos.
Uh-huh.
They're forums, basically, and Dave called in to speak the names of those websites, and one of them has, the B word in it, and he kept saying that over and over again, I was a little uncomfortable with him doing that, but
it
was also uncomfortable.
But
isn't it true, Dave? Hold that thought, Dave. I'm just going to put you on hold for a moment here because you're yelling. But isn't it true, Dave, that you actually are a member of at least one of those sites and that you went on that site and posted a picture of your ex-girlfriend asking for people to make porn pictures out of her? Isn't that true?
No, that is not true. And you even said the B word tonight
Dave?
You said the B word tonight on air. You said full B word.
That's because I'm a professional, Dave.
You said it. Because we're talking about porn, you said the full B word, and the other night when we were off the air, you and Daryl were poking fun. And you said,
Dave,
who
posted the picture of your girlfriend on this porn site?
I want you to say the words.
I just want to know the truth, Dave. What's
the
truth?
I want you to hear the words. If you don't say the words, I'm sorry, have fun driving home on four flat tires.
Okay, Dave, you have a nice day. 855-450-FREE. That's not very nice to threaten people, and I don't appreciate that. There's more coming up. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up whatever you want. We'll continue in moments. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's a good thing I don't have to drive home, huh, Johnny Ray?
Yeah.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freestride Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freestride Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll free. You don't have to talk about the porn star Bell Knox and her being outed by a ridiculous individual at Duke University, and what has happened as a result of that sort of led into a larger conversation about pornography and how people feel about that, and the kind of the contradictions that people have, the hypocrisy even that the people have about. That on one hand, they want to consume the porn. On the other hand, they want to shame the people who perform it. That's what Bell Knox had to say in her essay that we shared with you a moment ago. And we'll continue to take your calls and thoughts here. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. And our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of the best coffee, BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% Arabica grade. It is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but BuzzBox does something different, something other coffee producers don't seem to care about. They actually set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, and they're helping with microloans. They're financing 100 microloans if we can get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. You can help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now. Get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping charge, and you can cancel the subscription anytime. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Billy is listening in Johnny Ray's hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, that last guy, I hope he knows that kids are actually listening to this show and that he needs to watch what he says, because you actually have to deal with that, and do you deal with that daily basis, or is that just once in a blue moon that happens to you?
Are you talking about Dave who called in and threatened to slash my tires a moment ago?
Yeah, I'll call the police.
No, I'm not going to call the police. I'm not really concerned, and I try not to call the police if I can avoid it. But, you know, if you have to call the police, you feel like there's some sort of threatening thing that they can help you with, I guess you should, because there aren't any other real protection agencies out there. But that's another issue entirely. No, thankfully, you know, here on Free Talk Live, despite the controversial positions that are taken on the air, we really don't get much in the way of hate mail or threatening calls or anything like that. Really, it's mostly just Dave recently, and, you know, he's a little unbalanced in some ways. He's got his own YouTube channel, and he's very, very angry. He's an angry man, and he's angry at a lot of the experiences that he's had on the internet. But most of those experiences he's created for himself, it appears.
Right.
So thankfully, no, we don't really have to deal with that very often.
And I also would like to share, I want to be a radio talk show host. I've called it before, but I'm really dedicating myself to it. I already have it planned out. So thank you very much for inspiring me.
Sure. And how old are you, Billy?
13.
Good luck with your radio talk show.
Billy, where do you go to school?
Irwin Middle.
Oh, okay.
Irwin. You know it, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, yeah. Irwin is the what's the mascot? The Chiefs or the Braves?
It's an Indian.
Yeah, there's a big Indian on the hill.
There you go.
Do you live in North Carolina?
Yeah, I lived in Asheville. I grew up in Asheville. I went to Hill Street Middle School and Asheville Junior High School and Asheville High School, and then I joined the Marine Corps, and then I wound up in New Hampshire with Free Talk Live.
It's a small world, Billy. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go and continue with your calls. But first, let's see, Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got Adam on the line. Adam in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Did you guys talk about that the other Duke sex scandals that happened?
Other ones? No, we've been talking
the
about
lacrosse players.
The Bell Knox situation tonight. What's the other one?
There were two other ones. The lacrosse rape scandal.
Oh,
and then there was, I think there was one with some girl who did a PowerPoint presentation about her sex capades.
Hmm, okay.
So it's kind of interesting how everything, all this happens with Duke. I want to tell you.
Well, they're just getting press. I mean, they're college students are having sex everywhere. It's just that Duke's been getting press for it, I guess, recently.
Yeah, I guess because it's an Ivy League, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, it's a fancy school.
If not, it's just, you know, it's a big sports school, so mm-hmm. I know that they're up there in name. Hey, congrats on becoming number 42, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You're referring to the Talkers Top 100, the Heavy 100, as it's called in the Business Talkers magazine, puts it out on a yearly basis. We've been in it for the last several years now and have been rising steadily through the ranks up to number 42. Last year in 2013, we were number 47, so we rose 5 positions this year, and I'm very, very happy about that. So thank you to everybody who listens to Free Talk Live. And, of course, big thanks to all the great radio stations that carry us from coast to coast and beyond. Adam, what else did you want to share tonight of it? Did you have any comments on the Bell Knox situation?
Yeah, you know, I don't know how many teenage women are in the porn industry. My guess is hundreds, maybe thousands worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
But only a handful of them can call themselves actual porn stars. It's kind of like that name supermodel. Like, some people like to actually say it, but there aren't really that many women.
So what separates a porn actress from a porn star?
I would say somebody like Ron Jeremy, like a name that everybody knows because
like they're
in the mainstream.
Yeah, but sorry, Ron Jeremy is an unusual case, right? I mean, how many porn stars are actually known by everybody? I mean, that's not. I mean, probably there's people out there who don't know who Ron Jeremy is. And Ron Jeremy, as I understand it, did a lot back in the 70s and 80s. He appears in mainstream movies these days because he has become sort of more of a pop culture icon than a porn. I mean, he's certainly not a porn star today. Or I don't know. Maybe he is still doing work. I have no idea. But, I mean, how many people like that can you name? Ron Jeremy, Tracy Lords? I mean, that's about it for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that they get mainstream exposure. It's so rare that the mainstream media even talks about that part of the industry.
So that's you what makes a porn star is if they get a mainstream media news story about them?
Not necessarily, but if their name is so well known that then they get a lot of work in the industry, and then they what I've said before is, you know, if your name is more well known like hers is now, because I mean she's been on CNN, she's been on some Huffington Post. I mean, you at her level, I think she's 18 or 19. At her level, you can't buy the kind of marketing that she's gotten because of being outed, quote unquote, by this guy.
Mm-hmm. You make a persuasive point there. I guess there should be probably a differentiation between someone who acts in porn and someone who is a porn star. But I don't know if it's necessarily mainstream exposure, because, again, porn stars are still pretty obscure. Most of them don't make it into the mainstream. And you would think that, at least in the porn world, people who've starred in hundreds of videos, there's probably got to be a number of videos in which you can star before, in which you appear before you become a star. I mean, at some point, if you've been in so many, you know, if you've been in 1,000 movies, and they do tend to produce these porn movies fairly prolifically. There's a lot of them. They have short production runs, and, you know, so it's fairly easy for a porn actor or actress to crank out, you know, dozens of films in a year. And there must be a certain point at which, you know, barring mainstream exposure, that you've just been around the industry long enough to where you are recognizable by at least porn consumers.
I think porn star basically means porn actress now.
Well, they tend to be used interchangeably, and that's how I was using them, but Adam's making a case that they shouldn't be.
Oh, he wants to change the world.
Adam, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ian, while we're talking about porn, I want to drill right down to the fundamentals. I want to ask you a very important question,
yeah.
And that question is, do you prefer boobs or buns?
I don't know. I don't really have a preference there.
You've been called asexual before.
Yeah, that's not true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I certainly have not had the same level of drive that basically all the ladies in my life have. They've always
nice.
Been more into sex than I have. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our Skype is username lrn.fm. More coming up here about the Bell Knox situation with one of the critics. We'll share their story here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade, and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network. Work,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 855-453. Does porn make you uncomfortable, but yet at the same time you're kind of into it? There seems to be some serious hypocrisy that people are holding, some contradicting viewpoints.
Porn makes me uncomfortable. Porn makes me uncomfortable.
Do you watch it?
Porn makes me uncomfortable when I'm discussing it on a nationally syndicated radio talk show.
Mm-hmm.
But porn, when I, you know, encounter porn just on my own, you know, in nature, then then no, it doesn't make me uncomfortable.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is LRN.FM. We go to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
You know, Johnny Ray, I always hate it when you guys remind me that it's nationally syndicated and I'm waiting on hold. I'm just like, oh, yeah, thousands of people are going to hear me in a minute. Thanks
for
that.
Just pretend like it's me and Johnny Ray.
That's kind of how it feels.
You're welcome.
Johnny, I wanted to call in and see if you still self-identify as a Marine. I'm a Marine myself. I'm in the reserves, but can't wait to get out. And it's been difficult talking to my children about it, about why I want to be out and why I don't agree with it anymore. And they still ask me, you know, are you still a Marine, Daddy? And I'm like, well, sweetheart, it's not really something that ever is going to go away. I mean, I kind of feel like I'll always be a Marine. Do you agree?
I guess to myself I do. I don't. I will tell people that I was a Marine. I never do say, no, do I identify as a Marine? I don't. I like the concept of once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm proud of successfully getting through Paris Island and
in the training area.
Paris Island is the East
That's
Coast.
That's the weaker of the two.
Paris Island is the original and best. There's two major recruit depots. There's two total.
The Marines who go to these two kind of zing at each other and kind of they square off to some extent.
To some extent.
Everything is a competition in the Corps. That's one of their little things.
I guess what I'm saying is no, I don't say I'm a Marine. I don't consider myself to be a Marine. But I did 8 years honorably, and I got out, and so I guess I could claim the title, but I don't mind telling people that I am that I was, but I don't really.
You don't want to own that moniker?
I don't know. I don't try to give myself an opportunity to tell people that I'm a Marine veteran. And I'm a veteran only in the sense that I was in the Marine Corps. I was in between Desert Storm and 9/11. So I was in during a time of relative peace.
Okay.
Liberty Phoenix, any other thoughts?
Why is it difficult? How is it difficult? You kind of described it, talking to your children. It seems like it should be pretty straightforward. When, you know, when I tell people my feelings about the military and how I think so many people go in with the best of intentions, but it's fundamentally flawed. The Marine Corps, the way that they protect you, they have to steal your money in order to protect you from people stealing your stuff, et cetera.
The whole idea of our military protecting us is a falsity. I mean, it's like saying, you know, it's a lie. We're not protecting anyone in America. We're voluntary murderers that are sent to countries to kill brown people by corporations who bribe our politicians. It's that simple.
When you joined the Marines, Liberty Phoenix, did you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I was wrapped up in patriotism. My father was a Marine for 26 years, and I tried joining when I was 18, and that was a whole nother story. I ended up washing out, but about, you know, 8 years later, I was sitting at a computer, wondered if I could get back in, and ended up getting in, and I just really just needed a job.
So you were in the Marines, you got out, and then you went back?
No, I tried getting in the Marines.
Oh.
There's a point where it's called the moment of truth, and okay. I actually told the truth. So then they were like, yeah, no, thanks. We don't want you anymore.
What does that mean?
Some moment of drug-related.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you tried to join the Marines. You admitted to using drugs. They refused you, but then later you successfully joined?
Yep.
So they got over the whole drug thing?
Pretty much. I mean, my recruiter a second time through just was like, you know, don't even reference it. If they don't ask about it, don't tell them. But the ironic thing was the original recruiter that I had when I tried joining the first time was actually kind of pissed off that I didn't go through and that whatever happened. He actually got investigated for fraudulent enlistment, found not guilty or whatnot. But the second time that I joined, when I'd called like 10 different recruiting offices one afternoon, and none of them answered until the 10th one. Talked to a Sergeant Wood. He put me on with another individual who was to turn. I told him my story, and he's like, are you serious? Do you have any idea who you're talking to? I was that recruiter. And it was kind of like, you know, fate, where that's pretty much the only person that could have gotten me back into it. And that just happened to be the one person that I spoke to.
Small world.
That's
so
amazing.
How was it that you went from being a gung-ho Marine to somebody who believes that Marines are paid murderers?
Well, I always kind of felt like I was a bit of a pacifist. Like I said, I just needed a job, and I figured my father did that much time in, and he raised us pretty well, so maybe it'll work for me as well. But I'm in the reserve, so I have plenty of time to piss away, and I was sitting at the house one day, and I saw Zeitgeist, and it just completely blew my mind, and just started getting into all these different documentaries, and over the course of like 3 years, I went from holding public screenings of the Zeitgeist trilogy, and doing like my local outreach with the Zeitgeist movement, to watching Alex Jones, and then it just became unending search for truth to like find out like, okay, well, these people are saying this, but they have their own type of seeming agenda. And then these guys are saying this, but there's something off there as well. And then it just kind of migrated and seemed to be something that had to grow and evolve.
It sure does. That's an interesting story. And I appreciate you taking the time to share it with us. Liberty Phoenix, are you planning on a move to New Hampshire at all?
Hoping to, yeah, if I can get my kids to go up there. That's about the only thing that's keeping me from not being able to go there.
You know, I hear it's a great place to raise a family.
Well, exes can be quite difficult.
I gotcha. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I've heard that New Hampshire is like the number one place to raise a family.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's beautiful. The people here are neighborly. I have one last thing to say about the Marine Corps
sure.
I've always thought was kind of funny about it. When I was at Parris Island, Marine Corps history was drilled into us. And the name that we heard over and over and over and over again was Smedley Butler.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they tell people about him?
Well, I didn't, because
he wrote the book War is a Racket, where he basically calls himself a paid murderer for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, I think he's probably the most decorated Marine that ever was.
But you would think they would want to suppress that guy. Like, the things he says are very dangerous to the power structure.
Well, he's too big. He's too big a Marine.
Yeah. Mention him. Wow.
I think he was a commandant, which is, the commandant is the highest ranking Marine in the Corps.
You know, Johnny Ray, if you value your online privacy, you really need to consider ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning that your internet service provider, if you're using ProXPN, will have no idea what you're doing online. Right now, your ISP is probably logging every search that you enter, every website you visit. So let's say you are
Butler right now.
Let's say you're a porn site frequenter. We've been talking about porn on the show tonight. If you frequent porn websites and you don't want people to know about that, use ProXPN. They will protect your privacy. They'll protect you because they don't log the websites that you go and visit. They don't log the searches that you enter, unlike your current internet service provider probably is holding that information. They're probably holding it for 5 years. ProXPN doesn't keep that info at all. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go there, get started with their free account, and then use our discount code when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You can connect to websites that are not websites. You can connect to the ProXPN servers at different places in the world, and you can get this deal for $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20. That gets you 20% off the price of the premium account. You can buy a yearly subscription. You can do it monthly if you want, but if you want to get the best price, buy it yearly, and you'll save 20%, meaning the price will be $5 a month for ProXPN. It's great privacy protection. Go learn more at proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the app. Get it installed. Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android. There's even instructions for Linux. So proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20. We continue with hour number three on the way. Let's read the story here from the feminist critics of porn star Bell Knox.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.